but it's for meals. This board is responsible for all the utilities, for the building maintenance, for the building. We do get support from the state for the food and for the food preparation salaries. But
it's not there's
no tax dollars that I'm aware of that go to. I know that the new project will get no tax dollars. And so this seemed a way that y'all could support the different enhancement services provided to the citizens without impacting your tax revenue, tax expenditures. But again, I truly appreciate, Brandon, the offer. Everything is appreciated. I went and worked a fishing derby 4 weeks ago. We made $400 and I spent the day there. It was a great event. Folks had a lot of fun. We gave away a lot of prizes and things. But when you think about spending six board members spending an entire day to raise $400, these folks really do work hard to raise the money to serve the citizens. And I'm here with my fancy blue shoes on with third-degree burns on my feet because this is very, very important to me. And I truly appreciate your time. I understand the dilemma I've created. And again, I just want to say I've been on the side of saying no to folks because of the limited scope of their impact to the citizens.
Any further discussion?
I want to say that this is going to shock a few people that Commissioner Williams' mind and mine hit the same path. As you're a 501c corporation, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sitting here with this to go right along before Mr. Williams made a statement because my mind was going this way. Let me explain. I am here as a commissioner, and my main, although I am a very strong supporter of the senior center, I'm very familiar with what they do, and I'll continue to support them in every way that I can, individually or as a business. But when I sit here as a commissioner, I have to put the county first. And knowing the situation, and I realize that's going to come to the transfer station regardless, but the transfer station does try to, as you've already stated, operate on what they get in there, and they're going to be building on and so forth. Anyway, saying that, I would agree to do, and it's written out right here, exactly what Commissioner Williams said, to show our support to the seniors center, and they would not be out any money on their tipping fees or anything then, but it would not come out of the expense of the county. We wouldn't be setting a precedence for one organization where we've turned one down already or turned another one down. That's the main thing. We wouldn't be setting a precedence regardless of how good it is, and it's a super organization. So that's my feeling on it, if I've made it clear enough.
She's already got the check written out, it looks like.
And that doesn't mean that you can't write yours out.
Oh, well, I thought I was off the hook now.
Well, no, I thought I could change it for half of what I've got.
Oh, okay.
I sense the writing on the wall, and I want to just appreciate y'all stepping up personally. Again, that is, I'm able to go back to our board and demonstrate that y'all are in support of what they're doing to serve our citizens. And I thank you very, very much. That gives that ray of hope and excitement. So thank you.
We appreciate the effort that you have had and the condition you're in. And
not a lot of fun. But again, very, very important for me to support this organization. I've never worked for an organization that has had truly serving the citizens of Taney County at the center of their focus. And I would invite you all to come to a pancake breakfast. I would love to buy your breakfast. I was cooking pancakes there several months ago and was told I wasn't cooking fast enough, so.
Let's get the correct information out. It's not just pancakes. Mm-hmm. They have eggs and
sausage and gravy. Mm-hmm. Oh, great gravy.
All you can eat.
All you can eat. And, Brandon, it's not one of those things where I come up and say, no, that's all you can eat for $5. It's whatever you'd like. I'll get you.
Well, thank you.
And I appreciate your efforts. I have been out there and had breakfast, and it is good.
Well, again, all to raise funds to serve the citizens. And I shared with Ms. Wyatt, I have a friend who was outside the service delivery area and tried for several years to get food through the Branson location. And Jackie, our previous president, who's now deceased, she made contact and made it possible for this gentleman who's homebound, to once a week pick up 21 frozen meals. And he had a neighbor take him and pick it up and came home. And after he warmed up his first meal, he called me. And this is a 75-year-old gentleman. And he said, if you were here right now, I'd kiss you on the lips. He was so excited about a hot meal. And this is a guy who lived on honey buns and Ensure until this service started providing him nutritious meals. So, guys, we're really making a difference for folks.
It is a wonderful service. And we thank them.
And it's not just the food. It's contact daily for those folks that get served a hot meal. It's a lot of times their only social interaction. So I appreciate the commission very, very much letting me speak. I do understand your position and support it, but I thank you so much for stepping up personally. I'm going to hobble out of here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And if anyone likes my fashion statement shoes, I know where I can get you there.
I'd rather not. Huh.
Yes, sir.
I don't have it on me. I'll get it. Don't worry.
Thank you very much. You know where I live?
I know where you live.
You give it to my next door neighbor.
I don't trust him. He might not give it to me.
Trust you. Thank you all very, very much. Mm-hmm.
Code of Ethics, Conflict of Interest Ordinance. I've already done that. No, I'm sorry. Personal property add-ons.
Wes, I forget. You present them. We're supposed to just enter them in the minutes or accept them, or we don't approve them. We accept them.
From previous history of them, the add-ons were pre-approved by a former commission, so you all just accept them into the minutes.
Move to accept the personal property add-on report for May 2017 as presented.
And June.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
I've got.
Yep. And June as presented. Thank you. 2017.
May and June.
May and June.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Reason why May and June came together is June was a busy month for me. So
I can't imagine why.
It's been a crazy month. Thank you all.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll recess for... Move upstairs for... Well, actually, there it doesn't say, so...
No, we'll have to leave a note on this door saying we went upstairs. Unless you want to have it down here. This was legal. I'm assuming you guys would want to go upstairs, but it's up to you.
Doesn't matter to me.
We'll just leave a note on this door.
Yeah, we can, as long as we make a note, we'll move upstairs for...